This is Fresh Air. In the 1960s and early 70s, Los Angeles-based pianist Horace Tapscott was one of the jazz musicians who identified with emerging African-American political and social movements. He was a mentor to many musicians. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a reissue of Tapscott's 1969 debut album. He led a big band at the time, but this recording is with his quintet, which was drawn from the ranks of his big band.
That's The Giant is Awakened from the newly reissued Horace Tapscott album of the same name. The title refers to a newly mobilized African-American public. It was recorded in 1969 when that decade's upheavals were much on Tapscott's mind. Back then, his dashiki-clad Pan-African People's Orchestra was a South Los Angeles institution playing concerts in the park and from the back of a truck. Even his quintet music could reflect community empowerment. The ascending, intensifying riff on The Dark Tree sounds like forces gathering and gaining strength. Playing The Dark Tree for years on the streets, seeing neighborhood kids dance to it, Horace Tapscott learned something. Even when his piano solos got kinda abstract, listeners would accept the music if the beat was good. His orchestra had multiple bass players, so it was no problem using two of them here, David Bryant and Walter Savage Jr. Sometimes one plucks the strings while the other bows. Everett Brown Jr. from Kansas City on drums. The band's horn player was the 28-year-old rhythm and blues-trained alto saxophonist Arthur Blythe on his first recording. A decade later, Blythe would be a bona fide jazz star, partly due to his catchy tunes. There's a too short version of one of them here, For Fats. Arthur Blythe has one of the most arresting saxophone sounds of our time, searing and bluesy with a serrated vibrato and pungent low notes. It was thrilling to be in a room when he played. He's still with us, but no longer active, sidelined with Parkinson's. Well regarded as Arthur Blythe is, he's probably not celebrated nearly enough. Horace Tapscott wasn't totally happy with this album when it came out in 1969. He thought his piano was mixed too loud. One thing about Tapscott, he'd never put himself above anybody. He was an idealist and all-around good guy. The Giant Is Awakened didn't make him or Arthur Blythe instant stars. It only had four tracks, one almost too short for radio and two others way too long. But it started people talking. Horace Tapscott would go on to record in many settings, from solo to full orchestra. He'd play in Europe a lot and make a few records in New York. And when he was done, he'd head straight back to his City of Angels.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.